This is Molly Gamble, Vice President Editorial for Becker's Healthcare, with your daily news briefing. Today is Monday, January 25th, 2021. Here are the day's top headlines. 110,628 people are currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in the United States. That marks the lowest number of current hospitalizations for the virus since December 14th. The nation surpassed 25 million cases of COVID-19 Sunday, according to data reported by Johns Hopkins University. In vaccine development, Merck is discontinuing the development of its COVID-19 vaccine candidates after phase one clinical studies showed inferior immune responses to other COVID-19 vaccines. Merck is now refocusing its research strategy and production capabilities on advancing two therapeutic candidates. Moderna is developing a new form of its COVID-19 vaccine that could be used as a booster shot to further protect against virus variants. Moderna researchers said its current vaccine appears to work against UK and South Africa strains of the virus, which are highly transmissible, although it looks like it may be less effective against the South Africa strain, known as B1351. The CDC has forecasted that the UK variant, B117, could become the dominant strain in the US by March. Now the nation needs to assume that the variant is more deadly than the most dominant strain currently circulating worldwide, Dr. Anthony Fauci said during a January 24th interview with CBS's Face the Nation. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases remarks come after British officials said early data shows higher death rates for those infected by the B117 variant. How is vaccine rollout going in the U.S.? North Dakota, West Virginia, and New Mexico lead the nation as of today for the percentage of distributed vaccines that have been administered, or the portion of vaccine shots they were allotted that have actually gotten into people's arms. The three states' administration rates stand above 77%. California, Hawaii, Kansas, and Virginia lag behind the country, each with an administration rates below 45%. In hospital finances, the median hospital operating margin for 2020 stood at 2.7%. That figure includes the federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act funding. Without CARES Act funding, the median hospital operating margin was 0.3%, according to Kauffman Hall's National Hospital Flash Report, which draws on data from more than 900 hospitals. And finally, a perspective from hospital leadership. Michael Dowling, president and CEO of New York's largest healthcare provider, Northwell, says his 2021 will center around meeting the demands of COVID-19 and mass vaccinations while simultaneously responding to five pertinent questions. Those questions pertain to confronting healthcare inequities, accelerating digital care, increasing efficiency, accommodating a remote workforce, and holding on to defining cultural values. You can find Mr. Dowling's reflections on each of these agenda items in today's newsletter. Those are the biggest healthcare updates for the day. Be sure to read the Becker's Hospital Review newsletter today for further detail on each of these developments, and check beckershospitalreview.com regularly for updates. Thanks for listening to the Becker's Daily Briefing Podcast.